We are going to move on to the final item, number 28, license sales update from our wildlife director, Tom Kirschman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioners, we've got our last information item for you. You can find that in your booklet starting on page 79, I believe it is. Just want to go over some quick statistics with you in respect to license sales. I think what we're seeing here on the wildlife side kind of mirrors what Director Van Meteren was talking about also on the park side, where weather certainly had some level of impact over our very truncated spring that we've had this year, and thinking back over the last month and a half in particular, on how some of those weather conditions probably precluded from folks getting in the outdoors and enjoying outdoor activities. But here lately, we are seeing some of those same type of trends where I believe that is picking up again and things are rebounding. First, quickly on the first page there, combination licenses. Again, these are those resident combination, senior combination. Looking back, a comparison to where we are today compared to previous years, things have bounced back very nicely. We're looking very good right now from the standpoint of combination licenses. Even compared to last month's report, where we were maybe behind in comparison before, you can see that we have caught up and things are looking very well at this point in time for both the regular and the senior combination license sales. If you go to your next page on the backside of that, habitat stamp sales, habitat stamp updates, you can see in comparison where we are today in comparison to last year, those resident numbers are up a little bit. Non-resident are just behind a little bit where they were from last year. A lot of that will be contributed to what I'll mention in just a few moments in respect to small game licenses and fishing licenses, but we're also seeing some nice increases there as well. But even though behind just a little bit on the non-resident side, the resident side is very strong and not too far off where we were in comparison to last year with habitat stamp. What we will see over the next 2 months, in particular for habitat stamp, we will see quite an influx as we start bringing in applications, as we are for elk right now, and deer drawings coming up in the future. And so there will be multiple folks that haven't to this point in time submit an application or purchase a license that will be. So we'll continue to watch that closely. I mentioned small game. Going on the next page, you can see our numbers are still strong compared to the last couple of years on the resident side. Some of that may be attributed to more and more folks utilizing the automatic re-enrollment of their licenses, which is a positive thing also. They have them in hand. It is taken care of automatically. But we're certainly see things are strong there. On the non-resident side, you can see we're still behind, and this is not the time of year where non-resident small game license sales are going to be very popular or that we're going to see a lot of change. Those numbers, again, trailing a little behind, primarily from the winter weather that we had in December and January. But again, this is not the time of the year. Those things will pick up here over the summer as we start approaching the fall timeframes. Fishing license sales on the next page there for you. Things are looking really good on the fishing side. We're seeing some nice rebounds. More and more of our residents are picking up their fishing licenses. We're looking very strong in comparison to the previous years. On the non-resident side, still a little bit behind. Again, believe that those winter weather and not as nice conditions here most recently probably attribute to that. Firmly believe, though, is that we continue to move forward here with this nicer weather, good fishing reports, and opportunities out there, that we'll see those numbers continue to climb and be strong as well. Going on to the next page, we have some big game license sales for you. Again, just trying to give you some information as we go through some drawings and application periods on how things look. And in particular, just want to focus on a couple of those bar graphs on the bottom. You can see on the upper left bar graph, those are the resident West River special buck licenses. The graph to the upper right there is the non-resident West River special buck license. And you can see the trends there of the number of applications received. In the red and the blue are the number of licenses that are either issued or that have gone out so far, and those are all holding very steady. You do see that the number of applications have increased from the last couple of years, and I would assume that that's a tribute to the folks and wanting those opportunities for a buck harvest. Again, remember the special buck license. Those are valid in all units in that respective season, but restricted to private land only. So those numbers are looking good. And again, you can see how they do in comparison to some previous years. The graph in the bottom right corner there is the mountain lion license purchased. Not quite as many this year as the previous 2 years, but again, still holding very strong. We had a very great mountain lion hunting season. We had an individual testify in the open forum yesterday, talked about the mountain lion season and how they perceived it as going very well, an enjoyable sport and season, and continues to be enthused by many of our big game hunters in the state. And then on the back page of that one, again, is a few more license sales applications in respect to turkey hunting licenses. You can see the Black Hills spring turkey licenses for the non-resident side is up from last year, and our resident is very similar to last year. So again, turkey hunting remains strong and highly sought after. Interesting one that I do want to point out is the bottom bar graph there on the mentored spring turkey licenses. Certainly see that continued growth for mentor licenses and the desire to get those young hunters out there and engage in those hunting activities. So that's a positive thing to see as well. So bottom line, commissioners, things are coming along well. Things are looking strong. It's absolutely great to see the better weather conditions make it more conducive for folks to get out and enjoy the outdoors. Every time we see these nice pulse of weathers, we do see an influx in participation, which will also automatically result in license sales, no different than what we see on the park side as well with the nicer weather and what they're experiencing there as well. The last thing I would just share with you, which I think is a very positive thing, you know, we have had many conversations about the difficult winter, what impacts on wildlife. We've been updating you and having those conversations. I think on a real positive note here of the last couple of weeks in particular, not only from our own staff, but even hearing those types of anecdotal reports from people across the state, they're seeing more pheasants, and a common expression is we're seeing more pheasants than what we anticipated, which is certainly a positive thing. I know in the Peary area where we are at, we're certainly seeing the same thing. It is the time that you can see them. The roosters are grouped up with their hens, and our reproductive season is upon us. But it's certainly very encouraging to hear the stories and the observations that we're seeing the birds out there. And if we can get some moisture and get that good spring vegetation growth here and have some good weather, the one great thing about our pheasant population is they can rebound and they're very, very productive birds. And so if we have some good nesting season conditions and get those broods off to a good start, we could really see some nice rebounds of birds, because we know we lost some birds this winter, right? It was a tough winter, but we certainly have the capability and the right conditions to make some great progress back, and very optimistic of what we're seeing out there right now. So, Madam Chair, with that, I'd try to take any questions that you may have.
Any questions? Comments? It looks like we are all good up here. Thank you, sir. And that will take us to solicitation of agenda items for commissioners. Do we have any items that we as commissioners would like to see on next month's agenda for the June meeting? And if not today, we could certainly submit those as June approaches. With that, just a special thank you from all of us commissioners up here. Custer State Park is truly a gem for South Dakota. And to be able to come here and do the people's work is a true privilege and an honor. And I know I speak for all of us when we say thank you to the Game Fish and Parks staff for all you do to make another commission meeting happen that allows us to do our job and allows the citizens of the state to listen in and hear about the work that's being done. Thank you to Custer State Park, our GFN team that work here at Custer State Park. Matt Snyder, thank you for all you did to show us around. Thanks to Josh Schmaltz with the Custer State Park Resort for your hospitality. It's been a good week, it has been a good week. It's been a good couple of days here. We will be at Good Earth State Park next month, so hopefully we can get more folks across South Dakota to tune in and listen and see the work that we're doing. And that is June 8th and 9th. And with that, I know our secretary, Kevin Roebling, is online on Zoom. And secretary, if you have any final comments that you would like to make, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, staff, for the great presentation. My apologies for not being here this morning. I had another work obligation I had to get to last night and kept me here. So anyway, yeah, great meeting. A great list of agenda topics and items, and lots of fun and exciting news to share with the public and you commissioners. Our staff are doing a lot of great work. So very, very proud of the team, and we are looking forward to next month's meeting, June 8th and 9th, in beautiful Gooders State Park. So safe travels home, everybody, and thanks again for a great meeting.
With that, we need a motion and a second to adjourn. So moved by Beast, seconded by Bartley, and all those in favor to adjourn, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? We are adjourned.